Late last year on Ozarks at Large, we told you about the construction of new downhill trails at Lake Leatherwood in Eureka Springs. Since then, the project has faced some opposition from those living in the city and the surrounding area. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek has an update on the project and the concerns that have been raised because of it.
One of the reasons this area was suited for this and not much else is the extreme steep nature of it. And with our crumbling karst terrain, it's very slick.
If you were going to select an area in that park to be preserved, the part that is now being destroyed would have been that part because it is lovely, rugged, fragile karst terrain.
That's Justin Huss, the director of the Eureka Springs Parks and Recreation Commission, followed by Pat Costner, who's lived just outside the city for the last 40 years. They're both referring to about 200 acres of land on the west side of Lake Leatherwood City Park that, in about a month or so, will be home to 7 downhill trails for mountain bikers. Downhill trails are one-directional and built on steep terrain. As the name suggests, mountain bikers go downhill, driven by gravity instead of pedaling. Here's Justin Huss.
We're hoping mid to late May to be able to open up in a beta form, if you will, with appropriate signage and, temporary signage at least to inform people of the difficulties and nature of each line. So that's what we're shooting for.
Since the end of November, the trail building company Rock Solid has built 4 new downhill trails. 2 more are on the way, and 1 downhill trail has been at the park for years. Rock Solid also rerouted a portion of a popular trail at the park called Miner's Rock. Huss says the commission started out with a budget of $500,000 for the whole project.
The original budget was $500,000. And when we started working on Miner's Rock and reroute, we wanted to focus on that. So we thought we'd sacrifice a few downhill lines to keep the budget. Fortunately, though, a secondary request was presented.
That second request infused another $400,000 into the project.
So that allowed it to continue construction on all the lines and do the additional work for Miner's Rock.
The $900,000 going into the downhill lines came in the form of a grant from the Walton Family Foundation to the Northwest Arkansas Trailblazers, who then donated Rock Solid services to the city of Eureka Springs. Huss says Stewart and Tom Walton are also supporting the project through the foundation and the Trailblazers.
So it's really acts more as a donation in this form, and that the services and the construction is a donation to the park. And that's why this was able to go forward with that. That's their donating this going forward. So this didn't go through the normal, wasn't required to go through the normal processes of bid processes and all that. Again, this was an opportunity, a one-off, if you will, to do this project.
Huss says the commission has acknowledged from the beginning the project moved rapidly. Discussions began in early October. By the end of November, construction was underway. And that doesn't sit well with some like Pat Costner.
I was part of the ad hoc working group for, with many acronyms, that actually crafted the draft language that was then taken to the International Negotiating Committee, which is actually the whole body of countries for negotiation into what became the text of the Stockholm Convention.
That's the Stockholm Convention on Persistent Organic Pollutants. Costner drafted the language while she was working as a senior scientist with Greenpeace International Science Unit. She says she didn't find out about the downhill trails project at Lake Leatherwood until a public meeting in December.
Well, after the contract had been signed and boots were on the ground at Lake Leatherwood Park.
And besides her concerns about the protracted approval process, Costner says she's worried about what the construction will do to the natural features and habitats on the 200 acres designated for the trails.
That 1,600 acres out there is worth a lot. It's worth a whole lot. And no one ever really looks at it in that way.
The whole park is 1,600 acres. And before any of the trails were built, the Parks Commission brought in Theo Witzel, a botanist and ecologist with the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission. Witzel spent 3 days doing inventory and hiked the only trail route that was marked at the time. He released his report on March 4th, about 3 months after the trail construction started. Costner read the report, as well as emails between Witzel and Justin Huss that she requested from the city through the Freedom of Information Act.
He said to do this properly, you need nearly an entire growing season, is really what is needed to get a complete picture of a site. He also said, about the only thing I would be able to do in your time frame is to make a brief visit in late November, focusing on habitats and whatever plants are still identifiable. This would be only a cursory review of the area, but would be better than nothing.
Witzel makes a note of all that in his report, where he writes that Lake Leatherwood is ecologically and biologically diverse and supports 13 distinct natural communities and habitats. He also writes karst features like caves, springs, and seeps in the trail construction area represent rare and declining habitats known to support a number of species of conservation concern. Costner says the area should have been left alone.
It isn't just for mountain bikers. It's not even just for mountain bikers and hikers. I mean, it has great potential as at least some of it to be a natural preserve, something that's left undisturbed, so there is some insight into what things could have and would have been were we not here.
And while Justin Huss does acknowledge Witzel's assessment was brief, he sees the suggestions made in the report differently.
One of the things that comes through to my mind in that report is in almost every section, it talks about two things. One is control burns, which I've been talking about since I got here. And the other is the potential for access to these sites.
Throughout the report, Witzel writes that many of the habitats are degraded and choked with cedar trees. Huss adds Witzel's visit was the first of many to come as the Parks Commission undertakes a resource inventory at the park.
He'll be back here this month, and probably at least once or twice more this year, and that'll probably go on for a couple years.
There are other reasons the Downhill Trails Project doesn't sit well with Harry Farrow, who's lived in or near Eureka Springs for 26 years and was once on the Parks Commission.
Well, my main concern really isn't so much the trails themselves, although I have some concerns about that. It's really the agreement that was made between Parks and the foundation that's funding it, which is a two-page document. And this is like apparently an over $900,000 project with a two-page document.
The agreement was made between Parks and the Northwest Arkansas Trailblazers, not the foundation. But it is two pages long, like Farrow points out.
So in the document here, there's language such as all unnecessary damage shall be repaired as approved by the Parks director in cooperation with Trailblazers. That's so vague. I mean, further on, it goes on to say that, they will minimize visual impact. What does that mean? How much do you minimize it?
Huss says the commission feels good about the agreement for one reason in particular.
The key component to our mind in that was we have final approval of all work, of all routes that will be done, whether that be trails or roadbeds or access roads, that we will approve anything that's done out there.
Huss also says he feels like the commission has done its due diligence while allowing some flexibility in the building process.
Part of what we were out there today was looking at a reroute because of a geological feature that we were getting close to. And the decision was that we should probably go away from that. And that's how we've gone through the process. As we flag these lines, the corridors, we come down, we walk them with a full committee, and we walk the lines and we find them. And we've made some changes.
And while Huss says the commission believes it was fully authorized within its charters to sign the agreement and approve the construction of the trails, Pat Costner and Harry Farrow say they wish the public would have been included in the discussion.
Had that kind of process been followed here, there would have been any number of things that have now been either destroyed or forever damaged. They would still be intact.
I think that a much more much stronger effort should have been to include the public in this much quicker.
And that's something Huss acknowledges as well.
We felt like we were being effective and reaching out and going forward. We obviously could have done better.
Once the downhill trails are completed, Huss says another 35 acres of land purchased separately for the project will be donated to the city. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Justin Huss also reiterated the downhill trails, as well as the Miner's Rock Trail, are closed to bikers and hikers while there is construction in the area. But anyone interested in receiving a tour of the site can call his office. Huss also says the Parks Commission is working on an updated master plan that will include public meetings and workshops to get input and prioritize projects.